hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your sports update at 7:19. I'm Jesse King. Antonio Gibson ran for 115 yards and 3 touchdowns as Washington demolished the Cowboys yesterday, 41-16. In Detroit, Deshaun Watson threw for 4 touchdowns as the Texans improved to 3-1 since their bye week by outscoring the Lions, 41-25. The primetime Steelers-Ravens game was postponed until Sunday afternoon due to COVID-19 issues with the Ravens. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson and 3 other players tested positive for the virus yesterday. At least a dozen players on the team have tested positive this week. The latest round of positive tests could jeopardize the game being played this weekend. In other NFL news, Jets quarterback Sam Darnold was a full participant at practice yesterday, putting him on track to start against the Dolphins Sunday. The Jets are 0-10, and Darnold has been out the past 2 games with a shoulder injury. On Miami's end, meanwhile, coach Brian Flores says quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's sore thumb has improved. He's optimistic he will also be able to play Sunday. In men's college basketball yesterday, No. 1 Gonzaga ripped No. 6 Kansas 102-90. 8th-ranked Illinois destroyed Chicago State 97-38, and No. 15 West Virginia rebounded to beat BCU 78-66. Syracuse kicks off its season today against Bryant University at 3 p.m., and Hartford takes on UConn's men's basketball team at 8 p.m. I'm Jesse King.